Holistic Farming, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. The Chicago Climate Exchange was North America's only voluntary, legally binding greenhouse gas reduction and trading system for emission sources and offset projects in North America. Oregon State University geographer Dr. Hannah Gosnell interviewed farmers about carbon credits and found some interesting results.
Several ranchers in New Mexico and Colorado and Wyoming and Montana, what I found was that the people that were enrolled and were generating carbon credits and making money did not change their practices in order to get this money from the Chicago Climate Exchange. They were already engaged in these practices for other reasons. It turned out a lot of them happened to be practitioners of holistic management. Because in holistic management, you do a lot of record keeping, a lot of monitoring. They had all the things that were necessary in order to enroll with an aggregator through Chicago Climate Exchange to generate these carbon credits. So obviously the problem, part of the reason Chicago Climate Exchange shut down was because there was a lack of legitimacy. These people weren't really doing anything different. There was no additionality. There was no uplift, really. They were already sequestering soil carbon as best they could using these best management practices. So the Chicago Climate Exchange for a period of time allowed them to be paid for these practices that they were already engaged in. But in the course of doing all these interviews, I just became really interested in why these people were managing their land. They were sort of like, oh yeah, the soil carbon credits, that's kind of gravy. And I'm already doing this for other reasons.
But still good for the planet. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.